You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, you and you. Guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice in it. We will be glad in it. Why? Because God has made it possible for you and I to come together again, because it's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, God is still on the throne. We want to thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your home. God has made it possible through this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We thank God for you, you, for God has been good to us. We thank God for his many blessings that he has restored upon us. We thank God for just waking us up this morning, closed in our right mind and the activity of our limbs. Praise God. He started us on our daily occupation today. Some are at work, maybe, perhaps. Some of you are at home today. Some maybe you're just taking care of business, got appointments, things to do on today, but we're still grateful to God for what he is doing and for what he is allowing us to go through and come through and come out of. We want to thank God for you once again. God bless all your hearts that is tuning in by the way of Cypress audience. Thank God for you. God bless you. We want to thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your mercy, your kindness. We thank you now, God, because you have woke us up this morning, closed in our right mind. We thank you because the activity of our limbs, God, has functioned, and the blood is warm in our veins, Father. And we want to thank you, God. We want to thank you because you kept us throughout the night. We want to thank you because you woke us up this morning. And God, you started us on our way, and we are grateful for it. Thank you. We want to thank you for how you're going to keep us throughout the day. Amen. God, we bless your name, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good morning again to those of you that's tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you, Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, and to our church mother, Mother Brown. Bless you, and to all our prophetesses, and to all our evangelists, and to all our elders there, and the whole entire congregation. We want to say God bless you, you and you. Thank God for you. Listen, I want y'all to get ready. Just a few announcements. I want y'all to get ready. This week, starting tonight, we are going to be in a revival. We're back to the revivals. Yes, each month, the second week in each month. I know this is just the first, but we had to bump it up a little bit. We're back with revival starting tonight, 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this revival this week. I believe God is going to do something within you, for you, and through you in this revival. I want to see you there tonight at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville. All curves, all sidewalks, all red lights, all green lights. Stop for the red light and wait for the green light to get the signal to go. Where? To 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, we'll start a revival. It's going to go the whole week. It's going to go the whole week. You don't want to miss it. And who's running it? Who's conducting the revival? None other than Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. She's coming. She is coming. Praise God. She's coming from Melbourne. She's going to be running our revival, Miracle Revival Healing Deliverance Center. She's coming. and in the congregation. They're going to be there this week. You don't want to miss this. Tell somebody. Share it. Tag. And let somebody know that revival. Somebody might be saying, where's the revival going on? Do you know where the revival going on? You don't hear too many people talking about that no more. Do anybody know where's the revival? Yeah, I know where one. Come on, let's go. Let's load up and go. We want to see you this week again at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Listen, thank God for you, you and you again. You're invited. Come be with us. Come be with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Good morning to all of you on Cypress audience. Good morning to you. God bless you, you and you. Listen, now we want to thank everyone for their prayers. We want to thank everyone for their cards and everything they have sent these to families during the bereavement time. Thank God for you. We want to thank God for you being there for the Williams family in the passing of Janique and their mother, the Williams family, and which is their mother was Corn Williams. We want to thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your cards, your condolences, of sympathy and love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, we want to thank you for your cards and your prayers, your calls and prayers to Quita, Shan, Danny Evans in the passing of their mother, Sister Betty Evans, the radio announcer that was on WPIO and station in Titusville, Salvation and Praise. We want to thank you all for praying for this family. Thank you so much. And also, we want to remember the Haynes family in our prayers. Also, the homegoing for Deacon Haynes will be on Saturday at Bethlehem in Titusville, Florida. I believe it's at 11 o'clock. I'm not for sure, but I think it's at 11 o'clock Saturday. Also, we want to be in the prayer for Pastor Deborah, down in Melbourne. We want to pray for them in the passing of her mother, Mother Pinda. We want to pray for this family, that God pray for the Pinda family and the Jones family, that God would see them through these difficult times. And we thank God for you. Also, now we give God praise and thanks for all of you, everyone that knew about this and had a part in this. We want to thank God for the celebration for Mrs. Nancy Elmo. It was yesterday. God allowed her to turn 100 years old, and I'm telling you, it was something to behold. Praise God. It was something to behold. The family had got together, Pastor Deborah Davis, Lynn, their children, and all their pad, all of them calling the names. They've gotten together, and they put this occasion on for, I call her Auntie. It was so beautiful on yesterday, and we thank God for allowing her to see her 100-year-old birthday on yesterday. What a blessing. God did it. He did it. So we're praying for her and continue to pray for her. Different ones, her sister, amen, is right there by 95. I think she's 95. She's pushing right behind her. Her sister, these two sisters. And we want to thank God for them. Praise our God. We thank God for you. Listen, also, we want to celebrate the graduates. They'll be graduating. My grandson, Leroy, amen, is graduating. So all the graduates at our church, we want to send a journey. Thank God for them. They're graduating, and their friends, they're graduating. And another young man at our church graduating. We want to thank God for you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, my cousin Jenna graduated from college on yesterday. And we want to say, Jenna, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Journey, thank God for you. Thank God for you. Leroy, all the graduates and the young man that's graduating at our church too. Thank God for you. We thank God for you. So we celebrate everything. But I wanted to come in today, this morning, to talk with you and to let you know that guess what? No matter what we're in, we've got to go back to the original state where God has created us. We was created to praise him. We was created to give him glory. We was never created to walk in areas that we're walking in. It's because we're forgetting about who God is and who he really is in our lives, because we've been so overtaken with things that occur, things that happen over time. And we're living in time, but we must live in eternity, because he's an eternity God. He's an everlasting God. And I want you to know this with everything. No matter what you're faced with, no matter what you're going to be faced with, you can overcome it. You will overcome it. Why? Because Jesus, who? Christ, lives on the inside of you. This is why he said, I can do all things through Christ that what strengthens me. I can do this. You ought to type in if you're old cyber's order. You can, I can do this. Type in that I can do this. Let someone know I can do this. Why? Because I have the eternal, everlasting God on the inside of me, and he's not going to let me go through nothing and leave me and forsake me and leave me there. I can make it through this. You can make it through this. But guess what? We must keep our eyes on the prize. They sung a song back in the days, keep your eyes on the prize. We got to keep our eyes, like David said, looking unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. So he made it. So therefore, he's able to see us through. Therefore, he's able to bring us out. No matter what it is, God can do it. We want to thank God again for every one of you. Those of you that's tuning in, those of you that will be tuning in to the radio broadcast, we want to thank God for you. God can do exactly what he say he's going to do. That's why in the book of Jude, I love that passage. It says, now unto him that is what able, my goodness, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. There's nobody like him. That's why we must go back to our original state. That's why we must stand, hallelujah, in the day of adversity. That's why we must not faint. Because guess what? He give power to the faint. He's the everlasting. He's the creator. So we must walk like we was originally intent to walk before Satan beguiled Eve. Come on. And before it was not Eve when things happened. Come on. It was Adam. We must go back to the original state, because man was made in his image and we were made in his likeness. Come on. Come on. That's what the scripture said. So we must go back to the original state. And you say, I know we're in the world, but we are not of the world. I'm going to say it again. We're in the world, but we are not of the world. So many are backing up now saying it don't take all of that. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Guess what? Because we have been set aside. We have been sanctified. We have been set aside. We have been redeemed. Come on, back from the hands of the enemy. So therefore, we're no more longer part of darkness. Why? Because we have the eternal God on the inside of you and I. And that's why we can do what? We can overcome. That's why we can do what? We can stand. That's why we can do what? We can trust him when we can't trace him. We can believe him when we can't see him. Come on. And that's why he tells us, lean not to what? Our own understanding. And all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct our path. I can do this. You can do that. Why? Because Jesus lived. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Because he lives, you can do what? Face tomorrow. Because he lives, you can do what? Face the situation that you're in right now. Come on. We don't have to run. We don't have to hold our head down. We don't have to be afraid. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. come on, according to his word. You can do this. I want to encourage you today. I come to encourage you today for this week. I come to encourage you this, for this month. I come to let you know, guess what? You can do this. Why? Because we're back to the original state, back to trusting him, back to giving him praise no matter what is going on. According to what David said, I will do what? Bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth, nonstop. Good morning. Good morning, Sister McClary. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you. Hallelujah. Dr. Williams, good morning. Thank God for you. I can do this. I can do this. Some people say, well, how I'm going to do this? Guess what? Here we go again. Through Christ. Not myself, not yourself, but through Christ, we can do this. We are overcomers. Why? Because he has made us overcomers. From the beginning, he has made us overcomers. We got to stop looking at what we're going through and look at what we're going to. Come on. We got to stop complaining and giving praise. Come on. Because we were created. We were created in his image and his likeness to do what? To give him praise. What is happening, he wants to see himself in us. But what is happening is we're allowing ourselves to be seen through what we're in. I know I'm talking real good. But we won't allow God to be seen. We must show for his glory. We must tell of his goodness, not the problem. Not the problem. You say, well, I got the problem. You're not being real. You're being phony. I know the problem don't have you. You have the problem under control. Why? Because there's power. There's life in the tongue. You can speak your way out or you can speak your way in. So what do you choose to do? I choose to speak my way out because guess what? Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words do what? I'll give you a minute to think about it. Faith-filled words dominate. Faith-filled words rule. Faith-filled words. He said, my word will go out and it shall not return unto me void, but it will do what? Accomplish. What I sent it out to do, his word, come on, his word will do what he sent it to do. Why? Because he's given us his word. We don't have nothing else. He said, I've given my word. I swore by myself. I've given you my word. I've given you. And what we have to do is realize that we're in the original state that we was already created to be. When he, come on, oh my God, in the book of Genesis, he say, let us do what? Make man in our image and our likeness. And he made man according to the scripture, according to the word of God. And he said, and he blew the breath of life, come on, in him. We have everything in us from the beginning. We have everything in us. Come on. Because his breath, he blew the breath. He blew the breath of life in us. And man became a living soul. So now that we have become a living soul, even though the enemy tried to snatch us, he had redeemed us back, gave us that same breath. He created us. Made woman, come on. He created it. Let us create him in our image. Let us make him in our image. Let us make him in our likeness. So what he did was, again, he blew everything in us that we need. So this is why I said we have to go back to the original state where we were created. We were never created to worry, even though you try to worry about it. We was never created to complain, even though you try to complain about it, stand and praise about it. Come on. We were never created to be sick. Come on. Because he sent his word now, and he healed us. Come on. Even though the enemy tried to challenge us, bring things on us, but then therefore we could turn around what he said. According to Isaiah He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed according to the word of God. You say, well, Pastor, you're not being real. You're not being real. I feel the pain. Okay. Yes, it may be there. It may be there. But it's not what it was designed to do. Look, okay, look at Job. Job went through a whole lot. Yes, he did. Job lost cattle. Job lost children. Job lost everything he had. Even his body got stricken with sickness, boils. Come on. But the Bible says Job did what? Job shaved his head and went down in sackcloth and ashes. Come on. He bowed himself. He went back to the original state where he was created to be. And the Bible says he did what? Out of all of that, he worshiped up God. Come on. He worshiped up God. He gave him praise. He gave him thanks. So this is all I'm saying. We've got to go back to the original state where we were created, no matter what we go through. My God. No matter what we go through, no matter what we be faced with, we must go back to the original plan and the original state that God had intended for man to be, to give him glory, to give him praise. Come on. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're going through with. You got the upper hand, because guess what? The breath of life has been breathed into you. So you got to walk in eternity. You got to walk into eternal things. Come on. We got it. We got to go back to the eternal. We got to go back to the beginning. When we first got saved, when you first got saved, you trusted God no matter what. No matter what came your way, you trusted God. No matter what it looked like, you trusted God. So what we got to do now is go back to having that same belief, because it's in us. It's in me. It's in you. The original state where we created to do, to give him praise. The original state where we created to do, to give him glory. Come on. Praise God. God wants you and I to walk so in him to when things come your way, you won't be shaken. God bless you, Pastor Bernard Wrigley. God bless you, you and your wife and your church family. I want you to know God is with you. God is with you. He can do it. No matter what it looks like, he can bring you out. He is a healer. Again, he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let us make him in our image. Let him make it in our likeness. Let us make it in our image, in our likeness. He made you according to his image, according to what he likes, according to what he designed. That's him. And he's in us. And he's in you, according to the book of Genesis right here, from the beginning, a time where he took just dirt. He took just dirt. Come on here. He took just dirt in his hand. Come on, somebody. Made man. Made man. Sand is like, how can you put it together? You just hold it in your hand and it goes through. But he took dirt and he smoothed it. Come on. He shaped it. He molded us. He made man, but he created woman. So we got to go back. Y'all got to see this thing. We got to go back to the beginning, to the beginning, to the beginning. Come on. And when I don't want to put a dampen on it, but you know when we go and they commit bodies to the ground, come on, what do they say? What do we say? Come on. From dust to dust, from ashes to ashes, from dust to dust. We go back because guess what? Everything that he is, I am. Everything that he is, you became. Why? Because he took his time, and after he made man, took his time, and blew the breath of life. And the Bible says man became.
became a living soul. A living soul. Man, sit up. Man stood up. Man began to walk around, which was Adam. Had dominion over everything in the garden. Was told what to do. This is yours. You named the animal. This is yours. We got everything in us that we need. But there was one thing he was told not to do. For the tree in the garden, of the midst of the garden, don't touch this. The day you eat of this, you shall surely die. Come on. This is why he redeemed us back, because his word was so important. His word was so in power in us that we must walk in the daily, come on, what he has given us to walk in. Even though we face with circumstances and situations, come on, that we are going through, but God himself, the Elohim, power, my time is coming, gone, the God in us, you can overcome anything that you're faced with, because the great I am, the beginning, is in you. 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mother Starworth. Praise God for you. And Deacon Starworth, I'm telling you, God, the great one, that we're in. He's in us. He's not just on us. He's in us. And if he's in you, guess what? You can do it. We can overcome anything that comes our way. Why? Because his word is already settled. His word is the beginning. His word is the end. You can do this. I can do this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My time is coming, gone. I got to do this because somebody may have entered. 1 minute. 1 minute left. Listen, if you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And that's all. It's simple. It's simple. Don't stop there. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's the keeping power. Don't stop there, because he made us and he know all about us. He blew his breath into us. And the reason why we existed, because we got his breath in us from the beginning. Amen? Amen. Listen, until today is Monday, until Friday, same station, same time. It's about time for your miracle. Listen, don't forget, tonight, revival starts where? At the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful Sidonsville, Florida. Want to see you there. I have been your host today, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. See you in the move of God. Got to get out of here.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.